My name is Chukwuemeka Etuoku, 59 years old. Most people call me CJ. I had a stroke in July 2019. But prior to that time I had the stroke, I was diagnosed of having high blood pressure. And I've been on medication. However, 2 weeks before I had the stroke, I had a dream. And in the dream, I saw that I had a stroke. So I woke up, I prayed as usual, against the stroke. But then what happened? 2 weeks later, I was down with a stroke in my room. I woke up very early in the morning around 5 o'clock that day, went to ease myself. Came back and sat down on the bed, and suddenly I started feeling some tingling sensation on my left leg, my left foot, and the tingling continued, and I started having it on my right hand. I was wondering what kind of sensation is this? Maybe because I woke up now and there's still lack of blood circulation. So I quickly picked up my phone and said, let me walk down, let me walk around and see if there will be blood circulation in the hands. And immediately I got up from my bed. The left part of me constricted, and immediately I knew what that could be. I had to call for help, and I was taken to the hospital. I stayed in hospital for a while before being moved to intensive stroke unit, where I stayed for about a month. But one thing was that I could not move my left hand. I could not move my left foot. There was no sensation at all. I could not feel anything, my left part of the body. I was devastated. I thought, so is this how I'm going to live my life without the use of my left hand and my left foot? Well, if I had been, I'm quite sure that I must have been complacent taking my medication. Maybe that was what caused it. I've been taking my BP medications for years before that, before the time I had the stroke. And right now, though there's been some improvement, but I cannot, it's not business as usual. I cannot move the way I used to move. I used to be very agile. I used to move a lot, but now I cannot do it. Even to have my bath, at times I need some assistance from my family members. I cannot even chop onions, something like onions, tomatoes, and all that. I cannot chop them. No, because there is no feeling in my left hand. Yes, you may see me, you may not know that I had a stroke unless I tell you. And then maybe when you look at my movements, when I walk around, you see the way, there's this slight limp that you see, me having. Please, I want to let people know. In those days, we used to think that stroke is for elderly people, but surprisingly, younger people, youths, are having stroke due to maybe complacency in taking their medication, or due to the fact that they don't check their blood pressure frequently. I plead, I beg people, if you are listening to me, please always check your blood pressure. And if you are on medication for high blood pressure, please always take your medication. Do not lag back behind in taking your medication. I beg of you. Who feels it knows it. I never in my wildest dreams ever thought or think that I'll ever have a stroke. But it happened. Trying to manage my life, it's like learning to walk again, learning to do a lot of things again. could even bring depression at times. Yes, I feel depressed, but I try to fight it because life goes on. So please, if I had known that this is how I'm going to feel, this is how life is going to be with me having a stroke, maybe I will have taken my medication seriously. I will have taken all steps to make sure that this never occurred. And I'm calling out to you out there to please do not come into a situation where you find yourself having a stroke. Yes, some people will say stroke. No, it can never happen to me. God forbid. Well, complacency in taking your medication, complacency in checking your BP might result into a stroke. So please always check your BP and always take your medications judiciously. Thank you very much, and God bless you.